Dr. Adams, we have a question from Raven in Wisconsin. And Raven says, what would be best to feed an Icelandic horse who is tested negative for metabolic issues but still gets fat just looking at grass hay?
Right. Yeah, good question. And I think I always like to stand on my soapbox again, make sure your vet is doing the proper testing and make sure they're sending the samples off to the proper lab so that you're not getting false negatives. But if your horse is obviously an Airfern, you still want to manage for obesity, right? So you really want to manage for that horse coming back to an ideal weight, right? Because we know obesity is a predisposing factor to horses developing insulin dysregulation. So you want to manage with diet and manage with exercise. But I would also like to preach to you, when you're thinking about managing with diet, it's a really good idea to really try to get a proper weight on your horse. And if all you have access to is a weight tape, that's great. But really figure out how much your horse weighs and how much hay you're actually feeding it based off of weight. So if you could get a weight on your flakes of hay, a weight on your horse, then you can calculate, the percentage of hay that you should be feeding that horse. So we feed at 2% of body weight, hay to maintain body weight at current body weight. And then if we want to induce weight loss, we drop down to feeding them 1.5% body weight of hay. So I always try to tell people that's really, really important to try to really get a handle on the exact weight and what you're exactly feeding these horses.
And what does ex or how does exercise play a role with those horses? Like, can you ever ride them enough to keep them from being overweight?
Yeah, so exercise is great, I think, as much as the horse can tolerate. Some horses, though, especially if they are of a breed that is more predisposed to equine metabolic syndrome, they can be somewhat resistant to even losing weight with exercise. So I think it's just not a one-size-fits-all situation. But exercise will, help speed up metabolism, help drop some of those insulin values down, help the horse lose weight. But exercise only works hand in hand if you're feeding the proper diet, right? So if you're feeding calorie excess and you're exercising a lot, then they're just gonna, they're gonna bounce, they're gonna basically defeat one another. So increase exercise along with slowly decreasing calorie intake should drop weight in these horses.